Greetings, this is Jerry Barrier, and I am going to demonstrate the advanced search feature in Outlook. I'm using JAWS 2022, I'm using Microsoft 365, and I happen to be on Windows 11, although that doesn't really matter. It works the same with Windows 10, as far as I know. I'm going to go to my inbox. My first search is going to be for attachments containing the word Vibug. So I'm going to hit the F3.
F3, upper ribbon, type the search and use the up and down arrows keys.
I could have used Control E also. Either one works, and there may be a third one, but I don't know what it is. I'm in a simple search field right now, and that's a topic for another discussion, but I'll skip that for now. I'm going to tab to advanced.
Advanced search button.
I'm going to hit the space bar.
Space, leaving menus, advanced search pane, search in combo box, current mailbox.
First thing it wants to know is what mailbox do you want to search in. I'm going to arrow down through here so you can hear all the different options.
List box, current mailbox button selected. List box, all mailboxes button selected. All Outlook items button selected. List box, current folder button selected. Subfolders button selected. List box, current mailbox button selected.
Okay, I want current mailbox, so I arrowed down to that, and I'm going to hit enter.
Enter, inbox, jerry.barrier@gmail.com, Outlook, advanced search pane, search in attachments, attachment contains from, search in combo box, current mailbox.
And sometimes JAWS says a lot more than we want it to say, but I am in the current mailbox. I'm going to tab to the next field.
Search in attachments, attachment contains.
And I want to look in attachments. I don't care about anything but attachment. I'm going to arrow down to yes.
List box, button selected. To move, list box, no button, yes button selected.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Enter, inbox, jerry.barrier@gmail.com, Outlook, advanced search pane, search in attachments.
Okay, so now I'm going to tab to the next field.
Attachment contains, edit, type in text.
Which is contains, and I'm going to type Vibug. I do not believe it is case sensitive, so I'm just going to type it all lowercase, V-I-B-U-G. And that's all I need to do. Now I'm going to shift tab a few times to get back to the search button. I could do it by tabbing, but there are more fields to go through if I tab. So here we go.
Vibug, attachments, search in combo box, search button to activate, press enter.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Enter, searching, inbox, jerry.barrier@gmail.com, Outlook, to move to an item, press the arrow.
Now I'm still in my inbox, but all I should find here are messages that have attachments containing the word Vibug. So I'm going to arrow up to make sure I'm at the top.
Subject read, research guidance request from MIT students, attachment, subject read, research guidance request from MIT students, subject Vibug support Vibug minutes, attachment with subject payment process for it.
So all of those were messages that had attachments, number one. Let's make sure. I'll go back up and
subject
listen
Vibug support
to
Vibug minutes, attachment with attachments.
That one does.
Subject read, research guidance request from MIT students, attachment with attachments.
That one does. There actually are 10 in here altogether that it found, and they all have attachments that contain the word Vibug in them. When I'm finished with this search, I can just hit escape and I'm back to my full inbox.
Escape, list box, message unread, subject freestyle.
Okay, I'm now going to search for messages only from Tim Cummings. I don't care what they're about. I don't care what mailbox they're in. I only want to see messages from Tim. So I'm going to hit the F3 to get back into the search box. And again, if you prefer, you can use Control E.
F3, upper ribbon, type the search.
I'm going to tab to advanced and hit the space bar.
Advanced search, button space, leaving menus, advanced search pane, search in combo box, current mailbox.
And this time, I'm going to search in all mailboxes.
List box, current mailbox, list box, all mailboxes, button selected. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
I'm going to hit enter. So I arrowed down to all, and I hit enter.
Enter, inbox, jerry.barrier@gmail.com.
I'm going to tab.
Search in attachments, attachment contains, attachment contains, attachments, combo box, no choice selected.
I want to not select attachments, so I'm going to arrow down to no, and then I'll hit enter.
List box, button selected, list box, no button selected. To enter, inbox, jerry.barrier@gmail.com.
Now I'm going to tab.
Search in attachments, attachment contains from body, body, attachment contains edit, type in text.
So again, it gave me way more information than I want, but I know that I'm not where I want to be, so I'm going to tab again.
From edit, type in text.
And that's where I want to be. I only want messages from Tim. I could put his email address in, but I'm just going to type his name.
Tim.
And I'm now going to go back to my search button.
Attachments, search in attachments, search button to activate, press enter.
Enter.
Enter, searching, upper ribbon, all mail items, jerry.barrier@gmail.com, Outlook, type the search and use the up and down arrows keys to navigate, submenu, search edit, attachments, no from Tim Cummings, menu, search edit, found 21 results, leaving menus, leaving ribbon.
Okay, and it found 21, and I won't go through them all, but I'll arrow down through a few of them just to make sure they're really from Tim.
Group by expanded, date yesterday. Message unread from Tim Cummings, subject April Vibug.
There's one.
Message unread from Tim Cummings, subject read DSC BPUB Thursday.
There's another one.
Message unread from Tim Cummings, subject Vibug.
There's another. And I could have gone through the whole list. I did check them to make sure it really did only bring up messages from Tim. So that's how you do that. My next search is going to be for a character string within messages. So I'm going to hit the F3 again. Well, number one, let me mention that when you're in a search, when you're all finished, if you escape, it will take you back to your full inbox. I know I said that before, but that's kind of important when you're doing multiple searches.
Escape.
So here I go, F3.
F3, upper ribbon, type the search and use the open.
And I'm going to go to advanced by hitting tab.
Advanced search button.
I'm going to hit the space bar.
Space, leaving menus, advanced search pane, search in combo box, current mailbox.
And this time I only want to search in the current mailbox, so I'll arrow down to that.
List box, current mailbox button, select enter, inbox, jerry.barrier.
Enter. I'm going to go to the next field.
Attachments, combo box.
I do not want to look in attachments, so I'm going to arrow down to no.
List box, button selected, no button selected.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Enter, inbox, jerry.barrier.
I'm going to tab.
Attachment contains edit type and text.
I don't care about the attachments.
Search attachments. Attachment contains attach body edit type and text.
I want to find information in the body of a message. So I tabbed to body. And I'm going to type something that I know doesn't come up very often in my email. And it's iFit, which is the app that goes along with Nordic Track Ellipticals. I don't recommend iFit if you can't see the screen that comes with it because it doesn't work very well. But I'm going to type iFit. And now I'm going to shift tab. This time I'll tab back to the search box so you can hear what else is in there.
iFit, search and attachments, attachment, contain, received end date, date picker, search and attachments, attachment, to edit, type and text, add more options button, to, search button to activate, press enter.
Okay, I'm going to hit enter on search.
Enter, searching, inbox, jerry.barrier@gmail.com, outlook, to move to an item.
And I'll start going down through here.
Message unread, subject, how about a little competition, from Nordic Track, received some.
There's Nordic.
Message unread, subject, travel the world with iFit for just $10/month. Message unread, subject, alarm clock, time is running out, save 15% on an iFit yearly. Message unread.
All right, I'm going to do one more search. I'm back at my inbox, and I'm going to search for messages from Tim Cummings between a set of dates. So I'm going to hit the F3.
F3, upper ribbon, type the
tab to advanced.
Advanced search button.
Hit the space bar.
Space, leaving menus,
arrow down to current mailbox.
List box, current mailbox button selected to move to an enter.
Enter. I'm going to tab to the next field.
Attachments combo box.
I do not want to see attachments.
List box, button select, no button selected.
So I arrow down to no and I will hit enter.
Enter, inbox, jerry.barrier@gmail.com.
I'm going to tab twice to get to the from field.
Attachment contains edit type. Search in attachments. Attachment contains from body body from edit type and text.
And I'm going to type Tim Cummings.
Tim.
Now I'm going to tab.
Cummings, body edit type and text.
Next is body. If I go past the body.
Search in attachments. Attachment contains from body body received subject. Subject received start date. Date picker edit combo.
I'm on the received start date. And I found it's a picker. If I try arrowing up, I thought I'd be smart and arrow up to go to an earlier date, but it does not work. If I do that, it takes me back to the body. So I'm going to arrow down.
Office chair date picker 4/7/2022 Thursday button to activate press enter.
So now I've expanded it and I'm in it. So I'm going to now arrow up. I want to go back up maybe to February.
3/31/3/10/3/3/2/24/2022 Thursday button to activate press enter.
Okay, we'll leave it at February 24th as the start date. I will hit enter.
Enter inbox Jerry.
I'm going to tab to the end date.
Search in attachments. Attachment contains from body body received subject subject to received end date date picker.
And I'm going to arrow down.
Office chair date picker 4/7/2022.
And I'm going to leave it on today. So I will hit enter here, and then I'm going to tab to the search button.
Enter inbox jerry.barrier@gmail.com. Subject edit, type to edit, type and add more options, search button to act, enter, searching, inbox, jerry.barrier@gmail.com, outlook, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, found 9 results, message unread, subject April Vivek.
And it found 9 results, so let's see what the most recent one
message,
is.
Message unread, subject April Vivek, notices up on website, from Tim Kim.
I got that one, now I'm going to just go all the way to the bottom and see what the oldest one is.
And subject March the bug meeting announcement is up on website, from Tim Kim, received 23/8/2022.
So it worked. I forgot to mention when I was in the date fields that you arrow up or down to go a week at a time, and you arrow left or right to go a day at a time. That's the way you do advanced searches in Outlook.